You know, the show should really be called the Jeff and Jen and You Show. Because we can't do it without you. Call us. 404-741-9400.
Thanks for making the switch.
To Star 94.1.
The topic was four words to ruin a first date. It came up originally on the internet, and we made it a phone topic here on the radio show yesterday. A lot of good feedback, but my favorite part about it might be what I'm about to play for you. A buddy of mine who works in radio production heard this segment, listens to our show online. He goes, "You guys need a theme song." So he used Justin Timberlake's "Can't Stop This Feeling" as the basis for a theme song for this segment.
So just imagine what words you can say with your first date, feeling bad cause you're addicted to your first date.
I can't stop the burning.
Can't get a date.
You four words to ruin.
A first date.
Hey, come on, your boobs real.
Well, that's great.
I can't stop the burning.
What's the four words?
I didn't. It's a great song. I didn't have the heart to tell him that this will be the last time we ever do this.
He's like, "You can do it every time. Use this song every time you do it."
You should make it a benchmark. It's got a theme song.
So just imagine.
Right. So we did go through all the ones that we got online over the past couple days, and we made a top 10 list that Kelly Cheese will present to us. The top 10 four words to ruin a first date is determined by producer Kelly Cheese. Number 10.
Okay, so number 10 is, a lot of people said this one actually, can you buy dinner?
Cheap dudes. And those are real ones too.
Yeah, yep.
Number 9.
Number 9, I started without you. Could you imagine walking in your date and he's already eating?
Oh, really? I started without you.
What's wrong with you, dude?
That's rude either way, even if it's the girl that said that.
Number 8.
I mean, unless you have like a drink or something. I've been divorced twice. And the side note with this comment was the guy was 24.
That's a red flag.
Yeah, that's a pretty big red flag. Number 7 is, should you order salad?
So like, oh, a suggestion. Insulting.
So bad. So bad. Number 6, carpet match the drapes.
What?
Seriously? On the first date?
On a first date? Well, any date, really. It's just rude.
I'm guessing that guy is... the one who started drinking early. I started with that.
Yeah. And if you're asking that on a first date, then you're never going to know the answer.
No. Number 5, are you wearing that?
Oh, like the clothes.
Mm-hmm. The girl told a story like they were going to a movie and she dressed kind of casual and he felt like, I guess, he had to dress back down. So they went home and actually dressed down. Number 4 is, I need a ride.
Sad.
Yeah. Number 3 is, technically I'm still married.
Bad.
It's
bad.
Technically.
Yep. Number 2 is, my ex-wife is my roommate. So ex is my roommate, I guess. And then number 1 is, I voted for Trump.
Oh.
That was bad.
Hillary supporter.
Yeah.
And the problem with that, too, is politics, few things that shouldn't come up on a first date.
First date, yeah. You got to avoid that completely.
Yeah, just that'll kill it dead.
No politics needed.
The Jeff and Jen Show.
The Jeff and Jen Show.
Star 94.1.